Joining us now, we have the president of Antigua, our favorite clothier.
Oh,
by
my
the way.
Gosh. By far. Ron, welcome into the golf show.
Mr. Ron McPherson.
Thank you very much for inviting me, gentlemen.
Man, we're doing good. How are you doing? Where are you at these days?
I can't complain. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. Our weather is still okay. It's not winter yet. It's still probably about 65 degrees out, and we can't complain out here.
All right, I got an email earlier about a great spring line coming out with all kinds of colors. I'm very intrigued. Tell me all about it.
Well, the change this year, the past two, maybe 3 years, there's been a lot of bright neon-type colors. Some people call them highlighter colors.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very popular, but you know the change this year really is to more of a jewel tone color palette. So you've got some real deep royal blues, some really, really nice regular-type reds and greens. And I think the marketplace was looking for it because our bookings so far for spring are well ahead of last year. So I think everybody's really liking the change in color palette.
Now, where do you look for inspiration for something like that? I mean, you know, in order to set your designs and get your fabrics and do all the things you need to do, you have to be ahead of it. So who makes the decision that things are changing from the bright highlighter colors to a more rich jewel toned palette?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that question because in the old days, most of the companies actually subscribed to services that were prognosticators of color for the next spring or the next two springs or whatever. But with the instant information that we have today via the internet, our design team and the other design teams from the other companies really are looking at things all over the world from the standpoint of what is happening in furnishings, what is happening in the surf industry, what is happening in extreme sports, what is happening in shoes, all those kinds of things, and they can do it almost instantaneously with the internet these days. So the design team came to us a year ago and said, hey, guys, the trends are changing, and we don't think we want to continue on with the real neon look anymore. It served its purpose for two seasons, and we believe spring 16 is going to be this, and they were right. And so we're very happy about that.
Now, is it possible or is there a history out there that there's been a manufacturer or a designer so arrogant that they thought they could set the trend rather than follow it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no question about that. And certainly some of the much larger companies maybe will take that risk. But, you know, a company like Antigua that is more mainstream, I guess is the right word, We're not going to set trends, but we're going to try to be on trend. And so our designers are coming to us with what they feel is really good data for us to make a color change and a color decision.
Well, Ron, my history with Antigua goes back a little further than my role on this show. And in the 90s and 2000s, I fell into Phil Knight's spell, and I fell into all the stuff that Reebok was doing and the big names and all that stuff. I've been in sports for 20 years. And then I got involved with the LPGA and the Symetra Tour, and they gave me a bunch of Antigua gear, and I fell in love with it. It's fit, the fabrics, how it washes, that you can – I'm not a laundry guy. I wash everything the same in the same temperature, and then I dry everything on medium or hot, and the collars don't get that weird bacon look that all these other people do. And I literally, Ron, have probably 100 golf shirts. And when I open them up, my closet up, and I have a choice, I'm picking Antigua first every time.
Well, that's great news for us. We appreciate the kind words. Like I said, we have great people in our product development area, and they do a heck of a good job. You know, fortunately, we've put out a very high quality product for, well, now 30. This is our 36th year. So, you know, thanks for the kind words, and I'm glad you're a satisfied customer.
Yeah, and I'm gonna reiterate some of that too, because I want to know how you guys do this, because your shirts, they launder great. They don't get wrinkled. The jacket, I have one of your outerwear jackets. It's phenomenal to wear in any weather conditions. And by the way, I'm the guy that needs I'm not the one-size-fits-all hat, so the small-fit hats are phenomenal for me as well. So, I mean, everything that we've ever gotten from Antigua has been unbelievable. How do you guys do this, you know, year in and year out, just come out with the greatest stuff?
Well, you know, good fortune, good people. We test it like crazy. In this day and age with the synthetics and the synthetic blends, being the primary fabric of choice in most of the golf shirts and certainly in a lot of outerwear pieces. They don't have the propensity to shrink and fade like cotton did, but they do have the propensity to spike a little, you know, where you're going to get a little pick off of some of the polyester and the polyester blend. So we've got to test like crazy for that. And, you know, fortunately, we haven't made too many mistakes. We did bring out a shirt a few years ago that was a fantastic fabric. We thought we had it all right, but it did have an elongated type of pick on it, and we had to take it off the market right away. So, you know, we sometimes you make a mistake, and it teaches you to be even more prudent as you go forward.
Well, and because you don't have the power of the Swoosh or the even now the Under Armour brand behind you, you have to be smarter, and you've not done anything crazy like started manufacturing shoes. And you've stayed with what you do well. Are there ever arguments in the boardroom behind the scenes that say, "Hey guys, maybe we should get into some other branch of apparel or sportswear or equipment," and somebody has to say, "Shut up." And is that you?
Yeah, I'm usually having to be the referee. Obviously, you know, there's been some really good ideas that have been brought to the table that we have adopted. You know, we determined to offer a greater array of headwear 4 years ago now. This is our fourth season with a stronger headwear offering. And there were certainly some people, you know, in the company that, you know, were not enamored with that, but it's worked out for us. Our team's done a good job in developing headwear, and it's come along as a real major, part of our business now. So, you know, you got to still continue to branch out and to try new and different things as you go forward.
Well, you know, and I was super psyched to see the deal struck with the Solheim Cup to outfit the team for 15 and 17. Now, you've got all of these athletes, and this happens with any time you're trying to outfit a team sport, who have different sponsors and different products, and they wear different stuff. Any reaction from the Solheim players to the Antigua gear that maybe they were new to the Antigua brand?
Yeah, in fact, you know, it's such an honor and a privilege to do that. I'm glad you brought that up. For us as a company and as a brand to be asked to be involved. And we actually started in 11 when it was over in Ireland, and then 13 in Colorado, and then just finished the one in Germany, which I got to attend this year, which was extremely exciting. And then, of course, we've committed again for 17. And all the girls that we deal with are great. And really, it's great for our design team because you have a whole lot of different body types and a whole lot of different sizes, you know, from a little slight girl like Stacey Lewis to one of her best buddies, Brittany Linscombe, two different body types. Mm. So, you know, it's important for us to be able to fit those girls appropriately, have the products be functional and fashionable for them. So it's really, it's been a great thing for us and a great thing for our designers to get involved in.
Yeah, and how often do you go to your tour players like a Stacey Lewis to go out and test this stuff? I mean, do you send them things that are kind of maybe in test mode, or do they not see things until after it's been produced?
They would generally not get any test product, but they get product immediately upon the arrival of the new line. So we get new gear to them right away. And it's interesting to bring up, you know, Stacey. She's been with us now for a number of years, and fortunately for us, we've extended in a relationship with her for another 3 years, effective January of 15. And one of the styles that she wears a lot is a style called Gem, and its new sister is called Jewel, and it's a beautiful jacquard piece. And it's been her favorite style, but it's interesting. It's also been the top-selling style in the line in the women's area. So she obviously has very good taste and told us right away that this was the most functional piece and she liked playing in it. It just worked for her to play golf in.
So when you think about expanding your line, like you did with the headwear line, and I guess it was last year, and I was excited, and I think a lot of people sort of mid-Atlantic and people who have four seasons and can play really three and a half seasons of the year, the full zip vest was a big one, I think, a year or so ago. When you look at what to do next, what's next? I mean, I love the idea of going to the jewel tones, the deeper colors. What's next in terms of cut and style and what you guys are going to offer?
Well, one of the areas that has grown fairly dramatically over the last 2 years is the kind of lightweight to midweight outerwear. We've had, you know, some of the heavier jackets, and we've had certainly the wind shirts and that type of thing with some of the stretchable waterproof fabric. But the midweight quarter zips for both men and women in a number of different looks, some color blocks, you know, some heathers now, a lot of heathers are in the line. That midweight to lightweight outerwear kind of layering pieces has just been a phenomenal category for us. You know, for the private clubs and the resorts, they certainly are beautiful logoed. And, you know, for the golfer, it's just a great piece because they can have that midweight to lightweight over top on in the morning when it warms up. You know, that layer comes off and they got a polo shirt ready to go. So that's a big category right now.
Is that a twofold factor? Is that maybe because more people are wearing, you know, some of the under the golf shirt stuff, the long sleeve, the heat retaining things, that you can make things a little bit lighter for the outer layer? Is that kind of spurned that?
Well, a lot of times, you know, they're lightweight, but, you know, they're not going to be cooler. They're not right. going to be something the wind is going to be able to go through. It's, you know, it's fabrics that are, you know, synthetic combinations. There's one that comes to mind that's called the Leader Pullover. It's the leading piece in our line in that area right now. We do it in a jillion colors. It's pretty simple from the standpoint. It's got the quarter zip and a little trim on the collar. But the fabric's just phenomenal. It's a combination of, I think it's 93% poly, 7% spandex. So it's got a great drape to it. And it just wears so well. And so it can be worn not only to play golf, but it's a great casual piece just to hang out in.
Yeah, and you know, that's the funny thing is I had the jacket, and I went to a golf tournament back in the spring, and it was chillier than we expected. And I actually had the Antigua jacket, and I had an Under Armour jacket. And it just happened to have it in my car. And the guy I was playing with, I'm like, well, I got an extra jacket. You know, which one do you want? And he picked them up. He tried them both on. He's like, I'm going to keep the Antigua one on. I said, thanks.
Oh, that's good.
That's the one I wanted to wear. Too. Yeah. That's the thing. So how do you – because you're not Nike, Swoosh, or Adidas, how do you encourage people, or how do you get other people to encourage people to try out your brand if they've never really experienced it before? How do we get people to do that?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, the kind words that we're getting from guys like you that are putting a nice message out for us, you know, the story, the actual, story of your experiences certainly helps. We have a fantastic sales force. Many people have been with us, you know, since the 80s, you know, being a long-term company. And those folks are the key to, you know, fostering that relationship at the green grass shops and the resorts and that type of thing. And so we're getting really good, strong distribution across, you know, the green grass level into retail now, e-commerce. People are using our products now on you know, e-commerce shopping. So, you know, like you say, we're not the Swoosh or the Under Armours of the world with the big marketing budgets, but you know, we're winning a few battles, so it keeps us in business.
Well, and Ron, the folks who have been lucky enough to win some of the gear from our show have all written back about how much they love it, and it's become their go-to gear. And you're never going to find a bigger Antigua evangelist than me. But for someone listening, where can we go to buy it? Where can we go to see what we're all talking about? I mean, my excitement can only carry them so far. Where can they go to find this stuff?
Well, obviously, you know, their local golf shop, and if their local golf shop doesn't have it, you know, suggest to the professional that he take a look or the buyer take a look. You can also certainly go to our website, antigua.com, and see everything online. And then there is a shopping site on our general website called shop.antigua.com. where you can buy the gear of your choice at retail. So, obviously, we'd suggest your golf shop first because we want to support our green grass and our retailers. But we also have that shopping site on our general website.
All right. Well, Ron, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to seeing you at the merchandise show in January.
I look forward to it as well. Take care, gentlemen. Have a nice evening.
All right. You too. Thanks a lot.